Hilchos Avodah Salilim, Halacha Aleph. Al kol haveroi shebetoyro, yavor val yehoreg. Regarding all other sins in the Torah, a Jew should rather commit the sin and not let himself be killed. Chutz, except, may avoid a salilim, idol worship, gilui arayis, adultery, ushvichas domim, or murder. Ubefarhesya. Now, if we're talking about in public, bifnei asorim yisrael, in front of 10 Jews, chayev lehoreg veloy lavor. The person is required to allow himself to be killed rather than to violate the mitzvah. Im ho'akum mechavein lahaviroi aldas. If the goy is trying to show, look, this Jew is rejecting his religion. Look, I'm getting him to eat this treif meat. Look, I'm getting him. If it's being done that way, then even if it's not these three things, the person has to be willing to let himself be killed, chas v'shalom. Now, number three, vafilu aarkas demesani, even if they tell him to change his shoelaces, not even to break a law in the Torah, but the Jews wear a certain kind of shoelace and the non-Jews wear a different kind of shoelace, and they take the Jew in public and they tell him now in front of everybody, you're going to put on the non-Jewish shoelaces to show that you're rejecting, that your religion is false, you don't believe in it, you're accepting our religion, then he has to allow himself to be killed rather than to do it. V'chein b'shas hagzera, and so too, if we're talking about a time when the goyim are going on a rampage, on a crusade to try to convert Jews, there again, a Jew has to allow himself to be killed rather than to submit to them in any way. Ayin b'shulchan aruch. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avodah Salilim where it discusses this. Interesting, today is 18 days in Sivan. Today is Wednesday. Friday is going to be Chaf Sivan, which is the day which European Jews accepted upon themselves as a fast day, Chaf Sivan, in memory of the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Jews that were massacred in the years 1648, 1649, when the Goyim then went on a crazy rampage, like a crusade in a sense, to try to convert Jews, you know, Rahman al-Islam, and murdered tens of thousands of Jews who wouldn't submit. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi hamaymar tiku bashgocha. We're learning this now, and we're going to be learning this the next day. Hopefully today, tomorrow, we'll get into that. It should be a schus for all of those neshamas. And their neshamas should be melitze toy for us. Those Jews we're going to see here. A Jew dies al kiddush Hashem. That's one of the highest levels that a person can possibly achieve. That brings about the greatest defeat of the Sitra Achra. Al pi ha'maimar tiku gimel. This is based on the third tiku in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapters 1, 5, and 8, were the last three Rosh Hashanah shiurs that Rabbeinu Zal gave. And the chapter 8 is the third one based on the pasuk tiku b'chodesh shofar, hamedaber mitoychocha, which speaks about reprimand. Likutei Chelek Beis, in the second half of the Qumran, Hamuva Le'el Behilchas Machole Akum Halacha Beis. We spoke about that chapter on the Qumran earlier in the laws of eating foods prepared by a goy, food cooked by a goy, Halacha Beis. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Likutei Qumran, Masha Omer Rabbeinu Zal, what Rabbeinu Zal writes there, She'ikar HaTfila Hu Rachamim V'Tachnunim. The standard tefillah is pleading with Hashem, and asking for kindness. Standard tefillah is pleading and kindness. Ve'ikar horachmim toli bedas. And for kindness, you need intelligence. Because we know there's a concept of to kill with kindness. You take a three-month-old baby, and you take him to this fancy restaurant where you pay $300 for a steak. And you give that six-month-old baby a delicious piece of that steak, we know what's going to happen. That baby, chas v'shalom, won't survive it in most cases. So kindness requires intelligence, das, to be able to know exactly what's considered kindness in each case. You take a murderer, a killer, and you show him kindness by not killing him or by not putting him behind bars, you're putting thousands of other people in jail. That's not an act of kindness. That's an act of viciousness. That's ulefamim kishasit rachro yoimekes min harachmonos. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that at times, when because of our shortcomings, because of our mistakes, the sitrachra is able to grab onto the kindness and to draw strength from it, azai nifgam horachmonus vadas, then the kindness and the das becomes defective. Venase achzorius, the das gets converted to achzorius. Instead of intelligence, it's replaced with viciousness, you know, with meanness, that kind of thing. When the Rachmonus has become defective, when the Sitrachra grabs the Rachmonus. And again, their Rachmonus is taking a murderer, taking terrorists, and saying, let's be nice to them, let's not kill them, let's put them behind bars, or let's not put them behind bars, let's try to educate them, let's try to reward, you know, we'll treat them with, we'll give them carrots, maybe they'll be nice. Vazai mezgaber taivas niuf chasishon. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when the chesed, when the rachmonis and the das get messed up, then niuf comes into the picture. Because like we said before, a person gets drunk, his brain gets cloudy, he goes to that. He goes to that kind of thing, chas v'shon. So Rabbeinu Zal shows here in Likut Imran that when the rachmonis and the das get messed up, this causes taivas niuf to become strengthened. Vazai hatfila bebechinas din. And then you can't use the standard type of tefillah. Because the standard type of tefillah, which is based on Rachmonis and Das, the Rachmonis and Das has become messed up. It's by the Sitrachra. You have to switch to a different type of tefillah completely, which is called a tefillah bebechinas din. Vazai tzrichin balkoyach godol. And then you need a very powerful person, sheyispalel tefillah bebechinas din, who knows and who has the ability to shoot out this tefillah bebechinas din, kemoi Pinchas. An example of this is Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen. Be'ez shehoya maise Zimri. When the story happened that Zimri brought a non-Jewish woman in front of everybody to say he's going to marry her, and Moshe Rabbeinu should condone it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu married a non-Jewish woman, why can't I? Remember the story with Bilam and everything, which is, again, example of niuf, and everybody was in shock. Nobody knew what to do because this was a Nossi. This was one of the chief rabbis of Klal Yisrael, one of the main leaders of Klal Yisrael. And Pinchas stood up, Kemoi Shekosa, the Pasuk says, Vayamoi Pinchas Vayefalel. Pinchas stood up and he was palel. It doesn't say vayit palel. It says vayifalel. The Gemara says, osa plilim im koinoi. He was shooting cannons at Hashem. He wasn't pleading. This wasn't a tefillah of pleading. This was that other type of tefillah. Tefillah bebechinas din, which is a different kind of tefillah completely. This is brought in many places in Likutei Halachos, where Rabbi Nosson Zal gives examples of this. We'll try to touch on this soon. So it says there, Vayapalel, Valyidei Hatfila Shela Balkoya, Shubabchinas Din. And through this tefillah of this powerful one, who knows how to give a tefillah in the format of Din, Ayidezeh Hasitrachra Mekia Kolma Shebola Menakdusha, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, this tefillah has a label on it. It says Din. And this person shoots it out towards Hashem. The Sitrachra's radar picks it up and it sees Din. It says, that's us. That's the left side. That's us. So the Sitrachra grabs that tefillah and puts it in its mouth, tries to swallow it. Rabbeinu Zal proves from Sukkim there that what happens is when it tries to swallow it, that tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the Sitrachra. There's a pasuk, Bitzavoro Yolinois. In his throat will rest this powerful thing. What happens when something gets very stuck in somebody's throat? They start vomiting. They, in order to dislodge it, they start throwing up. And the Sitrachra is forced to vomit up all the sparks of Kiddusha, all the mitzvot, everything that the Sitrachra had swallowed up to them, it's forced to vomit up, to give back. Because this tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the Sitrachra, in that place. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very thoroughly. Vaydeze Zoichen Labechino Is Hamavuorim Shom. And through this tefillah bebechinas din, you're zoiche to all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Ad shezoichem lebechinas hakoil koil Yaakov, to the point where yezoichet to have the voice of Yaakov Avinu, shehu machnia eka Esav, which is what defeats the heel of the foot of Esav. Remember, Yaakov grabbed the heel of the foot of Esav. Bebechinas veyodo yeches bakev Esav. Ayin shom, look over there in that chapter of Likut Imran, vedoik, and study it very carefully. That chapter is one of the longest. That's the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, when he was at his highest high. That was the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal passed away less than 2 weeks after that. Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Rabbeinu Zal passed away. That was when he was coughing up blood. Rabbi Nosson Zal came into the room and he saw a big basin full of blood. And Rabbeinu Zal said, what should I do? Should I give this people? Hundreds of people had come to hear him speak. Besides his own students from different cities, even the townspeople, because this was his first Rosh Hashanah in Uman. Remember, he had lived in Breslov before that. 6 months before that, he moved to Uman, and Uman was a base for the secularists. Reform came out of Uman. And Rabbeinu Zal, in the 6 months he was there, made a very big splash. And now this was the climax. He had been talking about Rosh Hashanah from the summertime, how he was waiting for Rosh Hashanah, waiting. And this is when he was going to give this ultimate shiur. So Rav Nosson Zal told him, Chas v'sholem, your life comes first. Well, what's the question? You know, forget it, pass. But then he saw Rabbeinu Zal saying, but, you know, all the, but. And he saw that Rabbeinu Zal really wanted to give the shiur, just he needed some encouragement. So Rav Nosson Zal said, you've been through very difficult things before, you know, maybe you will be able to. And then he thought, you know what? We're going to put the chair not in the middle over there, we'll put the chair right next to the door here by Rabbeinu Zal's room. He had like a private room there. So you'll put the chair here. Said, if anything goes wrong, if at any point you're not feeling good, in 1 second you're in your own room and you know, you're... Rabbeinu Zal agreed and he lifted up his hands like, you know, let's do it. Let's go get him. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke for a few hours. He gave a shiur that's like 12 pages, one of the highest level shiurim in the whole Likut Imran, where he speaks about unbelievable topics. And this is where he presents this topic, which is awesome, you know, explaining what do you do when all the regular channels are spoiled and you can't. And Rabbeinu Zal explained that there's this other option. There's this tefillah bebechinas din, which we're going to have coming up very soon. On Tisha B'Av, Eicha. Rav Nosson Zal shows how an Eicha is an example of this tefillah bebechinas din, where we ask Hashem, Aye kinosecha gvorsecha, where's your muscles, Hashem? Where's your strength? We don't say, be kind to us. We say, Hashem, where's your muscles? Where's your din? Chatzois, the tefillah of Chatzois, is an example of the tefillah bebechinas din. Rav Nosson Zal shows on the Kutei Halachos the sentences in there where we're focusing, we're asking Hashem for bullets. We're not asking for ice cream. We're not asking for softness. We're asking for punches. And Rav Nosson Zal explains this tremendously, tremendously. Here, this is the introduction here. He's going to use this to explain this concept of mesiras nefesh, when a Jew is prepared to put his life on the line for a mitzvah. What happens? What happens to his neshama? What happens to his body? And all kinds of interesting things on this.